Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Welcome back to our program. I'm Mark Bayshore. It is a Wednesday edition of the program. Eight U.S. states, including Michigan, have thrown their support to one small Wisconsin city. Yesterday, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and his fellow Great Lakes governors voted to approve a request from the city of Waukesha, Wisconsin, to divert up to 8.2 million gallons of water daily directly from Lake Michigan. Waukesha is, of course, a suburb of Milwaukee that straddles the Great Lakes Basin. Its own municipal water supply is contaminated by radium, and the EPA required the community to find another source. The agreement is the first of its kind in the Great Lakes region. It's regarded as the most vigorous test of the Great Lakes Compact. So far, that's the 2008 agreement that laid out a process to decide such issues. For reaction and analysis, we were going to speak with two guests today, and hopefully we still will. We're trying to connect with Mr. Grant Trigger. Mr. Trigger represented Michigan and the Snyder administration on a panel that was studying Waukesha's request. We will continue our attempts to connect with him. For now, we'll turn to our go-to guy regarding Great Lakes environmental stories, Gary Wilson. Gary, good morning.
Hey, Mark. Good morning.
All I can say is, W-H-E-W. Wow, it's fine. The vote is finally over. Did the outcome surprise you, or were you expecting this?
Yeah, we've been talking about this, you and I, for a long time.
Indeed.
Yeah. The vote did not surprise me. There was a lot of controversy, as you've mentioned, about this whole issue. But as I saw it unfold, and once the regional body, that's the group designated by the governors to dissect this thing and come up with findings, on which the governors would base their decision, as I watched that unfold in the various meetings over the last 2 months, I could see that there was a lot of rigor in the process, and they were really going through every paragraph, every line, every comma, parsing every word. So as they did that, and they got rid of that big issue, the service area, whereby Waukesha was requesting water for towns that border it that don't really have a need. Once they got rid of that, I was pretty sure it would pass. Now, Minnesota turned out to be, sort of an outlier. They were fairly withholding during all this. But in the end, they came around too. So I'm not surprised, and I think it was the best decision.
In your view, what were the major factors that enabled not just approval here, but it required unanimity? It required an 8-0 vote. One no vote would have killed the request. What were the most compelling particular factors in determining approval of this request?
Well, the Waukesha scaled its request back, as I mentioned, to eliminate this service area, Waukesha and the state of Wisconsin. They reduced the quantity, and over the course of Waukesha's application, going back 5 years or even longer, when it started, Waukesha had what I would call a fairly elitist attitude. They were, kind of silent on conservation. They didn't want to make that a priority. They didn't really want to return the water that they took from the Great Lakes back to the Great Lakes, which is a requirement. But as the thing evolved over the years, they saw that that was going to be a no sale. So Waukesha adjusted their thinking, adjusted their application, and changed their public persona on this to make it more palatable. This was never going to be popular. But Waukesha changed their proposal, and the state of Wisconsin helped them over the years to give it a chance. And then when it got into the nitty-gritty, as the state started to raise various objections, Waukesha and Wisconsin, they responded and they defended their position, but they also went out of their way to be collaborative at the last minute. So at the end of the day, it all came out, and again, I think it came out as it should have.
I'm curious what you think the broader public will conclude about the process itself. I mean, the Great Lakes Compact was passed in 2008, fully 8 years ago. It seems like yesterday, but it was 8 years ago. will the public conclude that the process is sound, or could cynics prevail and could doubts about the Great Lakes Compact continue into the future?
Boy, Mark, your question is right on the mark. The public has been adamantly opposed to this, and based on a lot of emotion, and some of it justified. Nobody wants to see Great Lakes water leave the basin, even though this will be returned as treated wastewater. It's an emotional issue. It's a hot-button issue. And there's been a lot of misinformation out there over the years about, oh, the sky is going to fall, Phoenix and California will be knocking on our door next. To get Great Lakes water if we give it to Waukesha. Those things won't happen. So I think the public will retain some cynicism about this. But if they really dig into the issues and they look at the facts and they look at the law with an objective head on, I think they can come around. And there's a wild card in this, and this is the environmental groups who have been pushing hard right up to yesterday. Fighting this thing. I think if they get out of their opposition mode and deal with the realities, they can help the public understand that this process really did have a lot of rigor, and the best decision, the governors of the 8 states, and Michigan was right on point with this whole process, really did make the best decision.
Well, in the end, the diversion request that was approved did get a little bit more support from these environmental groups, did it not?
Depends on which groups you look at. The Wisconsin contingent put out a statement yesterday that they, you know, remain adamantly opposed to this decision, and that they're going to continue to monitor it. And their statement was not remotely conciliatory. Some of the other groups, National Wildlife Federation, based in Ann Arbor, Michigan, was a little bit more cautious in their statements. They acknowledged the concessions that Waukesha made, and they said it proved that the this is Mark Smith speaking for the National Wildlife Federation. It proved that the process is going to be hard, that the bar has been set pretty high. And that said, they're going to continue to monitor the compact and Waukesha and Wisconsin's behavior for compliance. So Mark Smith with the National Wildlife Federation was a little bit more circumspect. But there are others out there. The mayor's organization, Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, yesterday after the meeting, Dave Ulrich, the executive director there, he was adamant that this was wrong. So we'll see how it plays out.
Again, we are speaking with Gary Wilson, current state's Great Lakes commentator and Great Lakes journalist. We're trying to connect here with Grant Trigger to make him a part of the program. Mr. Trigger represented Michigan and the Snyder administration on a panel that was studying Waukesha's request. I'm told we may have connected with Grant Trigger. Grant Trigger, are you with us?
I am. Good morning.
Very good. Very good. We've got kind of an iffy connection. I'm going to ask Gary Wilson to stand by here and also join the conversation. Did this outcome surprise you, or were you expecting it?
You know, that's a good question. I think throughout this process, there have been a lot of great questions asked and a lot of effort spent to make sure we got the right answers. So in the end, I think it was a successful process. And from Michigan's perspective, we have a unanimous vote supporting this outcome. That's quite an achievement.
Let me ask you a question. I just ran by Gary Wilson a minute ago. I mean, this required a unanimous vote. I mean, one no vote would have killed this thing. But it strikes me that you can look at an 8-0 vote in a couple of different ways, I think. I mean, you might defend the soundness of Waukesha's case, but a cynic might also conclude that the law of averages would have meant one no vote, which would have killed the whole deal. My broader question is this. Do you think the broader public will conclude that the process contained in the Great Lakes Compact is sound, or could the cynics prevail and could doubts about the Great Lakes Compact linger into the future?
I think that the 8-0 vote is a substantial reflection of the quality of the review process, because you don't get the unanimous vote unless you've thoughtfully addressed the concerns that everybody brings to the table. From Michigan's perspective, we engaged with all of the stakeholders. We engaged with tribal leadership. We listened to the concerns that everybody had substantively, and we felt in the end all of those issues were appropriately addressed, as did all the other jurisdictions.
Critics of this arrangement, one of whom we had on this program just last week, have been fearing that approval means more diversion requests. What do you think?
I think that if anybody tracked this process and saw how thorough the review was, you would never expect anybody faint of heart to even attempt this. Waukesha has spent years putting their application together. Wisconsin has spent years making sure that it was done correctly. And we did a very thorough review of all the criteria. So no one's going to get approved unless they go through a thorough process and expect to be very closely reviewed by the Compact Council. And in this case, we imposed a series of conditions to ensure that what's being done will be done properly.
I think it's sometimes gotten overlooked as well that Waukesha will be paying significant sums of money for infrastructure. I guess that number exceeds $200 million, and this is in addition to the various hoops that they were obligated to jump through the process itself. So there's a price tag, there's a dollar price tag associated with infrastructure at the very least.
Now Mark, I would just throw into that, and somebody can fact check this number for me, but I think Waukesha has invested, I want to say, $5 million in consulting fees and lawyers' fees over the course of this process. So it's not for the faint of heart financially.
We're talking with Gary Wilson, Great Lakes journalist and commentator for Current State, along with Mr. Grant Trigger, who represented Michigan and the Snyder administration on a panel that was studying Waukesha's request and about a month ago recommended approval of this plan. Let's dig into one other main criticism of the plan here. I mean, the Michigan Environmental Council and others have maintained that that Waukesha did not explore vigorously enough alternatives to the Lake Michigan plan. For listeners who hear that, Grant Trigger, and they're trying to understand that, what should they keep in mind?
Well, in fact, they started with a review between Waukesha and the state of Wisconsin of 14 alternatives. They narrowed it down to 6. They reviewed all those at length. And I think where the big issue has come up in the end was the contention by some that, well, they could have continued to pump this groundwater and continued to treat it. The challenges with that, however, are many. Right now, the water that they pump is contaminated with radioactive radium. Once you remove it from the ground, you have an inevitable consequence. You have to put it someplace. You can't destroy it. So they take it out of the ground, they treat the water, and they create a radioactive waste that has to be disposed of. The only alternative that leaves the radium in the ground is taking water from Lake Michigan. That's the first thing. The second thing that's really became in the end a very compelling issue is that currently Waukesha diverts over 500 million gallons of water a year from the Great Lakes Basin into the Mississippi River. So by approving this request, you stop the diversion, you stop extracting radium-contaminated groundwater, and the people in Waukesha have a clean water supply. So when you look at the alternatives, in the end, this alternative that was approved is the only one that stops the current diversion. It avoids harm to wetlands and other surface water bodies in the Waukesha area, and it stops radium from getting into the environment. Those are pretty compelling reasons to say that the alternative that's selected was the right one.
Supporters of the plan have also claimed that under the plan, Waukesha would be, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I've got this right, supporters claim that Waukesha will be returning more water to Lake Michigan than it takes. That's accurate, correct?
That's correct. With this plan, all the water they withdraw from Lake Michigan gets returned to Lake Michigan with a potential variation in dry weather conditions. Whereas now, we're losing over 1.6 million gallons a day out of the Great Lakes.
Gary Wilson, I don't want to exclude you from asking Grant Trigger a question here. If you've got one, I'll continue here. I've got other ones, but if you've got one, jump right in.
Well, I would and I've talked to Grant quite a bit, especially during the last couple of months here as this process unfolded. and all the meetings that the regional body that that Grant was on with the other states, and I would add two Canadian provinces until yesterday, were open to the public. All the information was available on websites. You could watch literally the process, the findings document being edited right in front of you if you wanted to. That's a big plus. There have been some suggestions, especially in the last few days, about the process not lacking some transparency, about there should have been another public comment session. I think those are crutches for people who came out on the losing end of this, because I sat through these meetings, and everybody on that regional body was accessible. Grant was accessible. I had a long conversation with the representative from New York. You could approach anybody and ask anybody a question, and you know, within reason, they would give you an answer. So I think Grant, Michigan, and the region have a strong basis to stand by this process.
Grant Trigger, I've heard no one refer to an appeal of this decision. Is an appeal possible?
You know, it is literally possible, but one of the things that I think that all the members on the council were dedicated to was a very thorough, thoughtful process. And from Michigan's perspective, it was important to go in and get it right. We had dozens of people engaged in the review process. We looked at each of the criteria in detail. And in the end, if you do a good job and your results are supported, you should be able to defend it from whomever is unhappy with the result. We think it was a thoughtful process, and we'll defend it as necessary.
We want to thank both of our guests. Grant Trigger represented Michigan and the Snyder administration on a panel that was studying the request to divert Great Lakes water to the city of Waukesha, Wisconsin. That request was, of course, formally approved by Great Lakes governors yesterday. Also, thank you to Great Lakes journalist and current state commentator Gary Wilson. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you,
Mark.